Hope you're enjoying this podcast brought to you by Changing Room Chat. This episode is sponsored by Nicopods Elite, and we have quickly stopped for an advertisement with our sponsors. You have 30 seconds, pal. Go.
Here at Nicopods Elite, we supply premium nicotine pouches. We operate in the Aberdeen area and supply next-day delivery throughout the UK to personal customers and also to businesses. We offer a wide range of brands such as Killa, Pablo, and many other fan favourites. Find us on Instagram now at Nicopods Elite, or browse our website at www.nicopodselite.com. Boom. There you go, diving easy full 30.
I know the feeling, brother. Welcome to Changing Room Chat, episode 8. Today's episode, as always, is sponsored by Nicopods Elite, with thanks to the Aberdeen Combat Centre that have let us record here today. Today I've got Scottish, it's actually a first for the podcast, it's my first ever Muay Thai fighter, and I've got Scottish champion Jamie Allison. How you doing, pal?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Nervy?
A little bit, aye.
That was something I did. How was obviously the big fight last weekend, which we initially were going to do, let you carry on with your camp, and then how was the fight? Good? How was the build-up and all that?
Build-up was a bit of shite. I got had a wrist infection early on in my wrist, so I couldn't train for a few weeks. I tried to train with it, but it just kept getting worse.
Oh, right, okay. Worse.
And then, so I had to take a week off, and then I got really fat, so the weight was shite. And then, yeah, it was just kind of a carry on. And then I probably had about like 3 weeks hard training.
Okay.
And then just like fight week. And fight week was kind of just cutting weight. So.
Was that your first sort of injury you've ever had?
Aye, probably my worst. Well, I've been like sore shins and stuff like that during fight camp, but I've not had like any infections or.
How did you find that to deal with?
I was shite. I was trying to hit with just one hand. But then when I was like trying to hold pads for other folk, it was sore.
Aye, so just no point.
You can't really do much. And then it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I went to the hospital, got put on a drip and stuff like that. So,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was quite bad.
But you felt fine come fight night?
Yeah, fight night it was fine. I thought I was going to be like tired or that, but I was eating heaps of sprints and all that, just sprints and then obviously runs in the sweatsuit to cut weight.
I was going to ask, I seen that obviously the boy you were fighting, Rafa, it seemed to be quite a nice build up. Like he's good friends with Pete in the gym. And did you find that weird?
It was weird. It was weird fighting one of my pals.
Because are you friends with him as well?
Yeah, because he ref my first fight, and then he came up to train for when I fought Herman. I think it's when he came up, he was fighting some Portuguese boy or something like that, I think.
Okay.
And he was training here and stuff, and then I fought in England, in Birmingham, he fought in Powder, Scotland, and then, yeah, he was just, and ever since then I've spoke to him, and I spoke to him from a Scottish title fight, he was judging.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Quite a difficult, weird sort of experience, like
it was weird.
Having no hit.
It was weird. I went to hit him hard, but I was like kind of like pulling back.
Oh, wait, yeah, even in the fight, you felt it?
It was weird. And then he scudded about an overhand, and I was like, right.
This is how it's going.
It's sound. No, it is.
Because for me, it feels like it would be quite weird, like going in a fight with someone that you've got no sort of.
Yeah, I
anger.
Think if I wasn't Paul's room, I'd probably be shitting it. Because like the way he looks, he's covered in tattoos.
Yeah, he looks a skinny guy.
Mask.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I was like, no wonder folk get like intimidated by him as well. Because he's head to toe in tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I don't even know if he's nae got tattooed.
So. How was it fighting down there? I know you fought a few times on the road. Like, do you like that? Is it different for you? Or?
I don't mind it. I'd rather stay down than like travel down and fight the same night, you know what I mean?
It's better
if you get like a hotel, because then you get to like chill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not like in a
car. You travel on the day for this one, did you?
No, Friday. We went down on the Friday because we weighed in down there.
Okay.
And then once we weighed in down there, we got put in a hotel, but I wasn't fighting really late, and then I had to check out my hotel room at like 11, so we were just kind of like kicking about, me and Pete.
Okay.
We were just kicking about for ages.
Does that make a big difference for you? Like, do you like to be down there early and just chill out? And because you seem like quite a, I don't really know you much compared to other people that's been on the pod, but you seem like quite a calm, chilled guy.
Yeah, when I'm fighting, I'm chilled. If not, like, when I'm, like, not fighting and all that, I'm a bit of an idiot. But when I'm, like, fighting and all that, I'm just chilled. Because the thing is about Muay Thai, you need to be calm. Like, you see a lot of, like, C-class fighters. As soon as the bell goes, there's 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then they're just puffed. They just blow their load, and then they just get barred.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for Muay Thai, for being such an aggressive sport,
yeah, you need, like,
you actually need to be...
Yeah, like, because you think, you spar, like, C-class, fight, what is it, a minute and a half, I think? You're like, oh, I spar 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It'd be easy. But when you're actually in there, you're like,
because what's the fights that you're at? Five threes?
Yeah, now it's 5 threes, yeah.
So is that A class?
Yeah, it's A class.
Yeah, okay. So is that full rules for people that don't know Muay Thai?
Yeah, so elbows, the head, knees to head, just everything.
And how do you find, how can you be calm in that situation?
I don't know, you just kind of need to. The thing is, I think about most is not getting elbowed.
Yeah.
Couldn't care about getting kicked or kneed. I could get kneed in the head, but I'd rather not.
But the elbows and the
elbows and knees to head, you don't want them. Because they'll just cut you.
So the calmer you are, the more you can kind of.
Yeah, the more I like think about it.
See the situation.
Because I knew David, when I fought David, he's quite good in the clinch. So he can like pull your arms down and elbow you.
Yeah.
So I got in the clinch with him. And I felt him like pull my arm. I was like, no way. I'm going to go there. No way. So I absolutely smashed my elbow and then got over there. And then once, like in the distance, I was battering him all day, but he just kept coming forward. But
yeah,
I was jabbing him heaps. But I don't know how he never, I thought I was going to burst his nose or something, but
none.
That's just what.
So this last fight, obviously quite a big build up with it being Rafa's last fight.
Yeah.
Down in his kind of home place.
Yeah.
How did you find the whole kind of fight night itself?
I thought I was going to get more booze and stuff like that, like, but
no, they were quite good with you. I was watching the stream.
Because
he got a big old cheer, like,
I he got, I think he had like 150 there for him or something like that. Like, it was something mental, and I had like 17 folk
just folk from the gym.
So, like, he all his like fans had like table seats, and then I obviously had folk. There was like a bit at the back where folk could sit,
yeah, that's right.
Probably like hear Nadey when they're shouting or not,
yeah.
So, it'd be better if I had folk at like table seats more,
yeah.
But the security and all that didn't really let like. That you come down on him.
Oh, right, okay.
They like watch upside the ring. They just kind of told you upstairs.
Upstairs. So how did you find it with him beating quite a lot of his fans? Again, quite chilled, quite calm? Or?
Yeah, I was quite calm because I fought, I think it was my fourth fight, Johnny Gregg. I fought him on his home show. I had like three folk down there. The rest was just his crowd.
Jesus.
And then I knocked him out in the second round.
Yeah.
In front of all his pals.
Bloody hell. And so things like that just doesn't bother you?
Doesn't really bother me. The most you're going to get is a boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then once you beat them, you feel ace.
Yeah.
You just sometimes. I remember Boulder. He fought the same show down in Glasgow, not Power of Scotland. The one I can't remember what it's called. Oh, I think it's called Scion Wars or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And
was that when there was a few years like Matthew and all that?
Yeah, that's when I wasn't fighting then. I wasn't doing it then, but I remember getting told Boulder was like screaming at all his fans and stuff like that, calling them.
Did you not wear an Aberdeen top?
Yeah, he wore an Aberdeen. He walked out with an Aberdeen top on. He was screaming at them all. He was just going nuts at them. I was like, Jesus Christ, of course he was.
So if you don't beat it, it's sort of just, you can be quite relaxed with it.
So the once you beat them, they're all like fine with you. They're never saying on him. They're all like, oh, well done, stuff like that.
Because Muay Thai is quite like a, it's quite like a respectful.
Yeah, it's really respectful, yeah.
Because you've seen that with your last fight with Rafa, like, I think I seen the photo using Nando's the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
It's arm around each other and all that.
Yeah.
How was the actual fight itself? Did it go the way you thought it was going
to
go?
I knew he was going to come forward.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. So, like, me and Pete, we were doing heaps of, like, stabby teeps. So when I was teeping, I was, like, you know, digging my toe in. Like, digging my big toe in. So, like, you could, like, it sinks in better. And when you teep, I kind of aim for, like, the sternum.
Yeah.
Where teep folk quite like to push with it. But when I teep, I like to stab them.
Okay, yeah.
Like, take the wind out of them. And then I think I hit him with, I think it was, like, two. Then I think it was the second one I heard him like go like, oh,
I see you.
Yeah, I knew I like did something, but I just thought, oh, just like taking wind out of you.
Okay.
But he hit it, but apparently I broke his rib and shattered his sternum as well.
With that one? With the second one?
It was the second one, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, broke, I think it fractured his sternum or something, he says. So I was like, sorry, mate.
You said quite an interesting thing before we came on that you went down, but it was more of a slip.
Yeah,
it was. But you were saying, like, I think people will find interesting. It's not so much like, it's more frustration, is it, when you get put down?
Yeah, because if you get swept heaps, you know it's big scores.
Yeah.
So if you're getting up and you're getting planted right down again, it's just so annoying. And they're like looking at my boot, and I can't even bite on my feet. It's so annoying.
So when he put you down, when you went down in this one, what?
I think it was quite a nerves thing as well.
Because it was quite early on.
Yeah, it was quite early on. Like you're like kind of like looking what they can do, because sometimes they'll like hit you soft. Like I think he hit me with a leg kick and it was really soft, and I was like, that was weird. And then he scudded me. And I was like, oh, all right. So I was like, it's weird. Because it starts off really slow. You're kind of just like feeling each other out. But like some fights, folk are just straight away.
Yeah.
C-class, you kind of need to be like.
Go all the time. Yeah.
It's like, it's only a minute and a half. But A-class, you could be more chilled until it gets like the later rounds.
And then you kind of go and try and win it.
It's 3 minute rounds. And 3 minutes doesn't feel like gone, but
in
there, it's mental. You're like, fucking hell.
How did the emotions feel when you put him down the first time? Did you feel like, I'm going to go stop him, or? Was the plan to stop him? Was it in your head, or were you just happy to go in?
I was just kind of going with the flow. I didn't really, I wasn't trying to, like, nothing I was hitting him with had, like, obviously I was hitting him hard, but there was nothing like stopping.
Aye, proper venom
yeah,
stuff,
like,
yeah.
Proper like stopping the tensions. And then I think I put him down with, I think it was the teep, the second one. Like then the second round, I put him down with a teep.
Yeah.
And he got up, and then I was just kind of like chilled. I was just like kind of kicking him and stuff because I knew he wasn't gonna go down again.
Yeah.
And then I think he got to the third round. I put him down with another teep, and then I just saw ?
Yeah.
And then just landed. So.
How what was the feeling like when you hit him with that? Because it looked really nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that'll look cool. Like, but I was trying not to be like, because he's obviously my pal. I was. Like, I would have went nuts if it was someone else.
Aye.
But since it was Davey, I was like, oh. Then I went over to see Pete, but Pete was like, go and see.
I seen that. You see that on the video?
He was like, go see
You him. Go straight to him, yeah.
Because normally I go straight to Pete.
Aye, okay.
Obviously, because it's Davey's my pal, I was like, oh, go over and see him.
So what's the plan now? Where do you go next? We rest for Christmas?
Yeah, I'll rest for Christmas, and then I'll see. I just normally wait for, like, I don't really look for fights or anything. Pete just comes towards me, because promoters message Pete. I think two promoters have messaged him since that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just probably just big fights next year. That's all it'll be. And then climbing the rankings as well.
Cause yeah. Because you're still quite young, eh?
Yeah, 19. So.
Still a baby.
Yeah,
still a baby.
Still a baby. But yeah, I want to fight like more folk in the rankings, because when I fought Davey, it was only 74. My weight's 72.5.
Right. Okay.
So I'd like to fight, because I mean the thing is about being UK number 10. Is that if someone, like, I don't know, if someone's fighting more, you'll get chucked out the rankings.
Okay, right.
So you need to kind of, like...
Keep fighting it,
like, I like, maybe, like, I say, underneath, like, between, like, 1 and 7 is probably, like, most comfortable.
Right, okay.
To be at. If you're, like, above that, it can be, like, a bit like, oh.
Yeah.
Someone, they can chuck you out the way. So it's, like...
I'm going to ask you, so you obviously you're saying that you normally fight 72.5 and you fought 74. I've asked Gregor McPherson this before in his... That 1.5 kilos, did you feel a difference?
Not really. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I feel stronger at 74. Like I feel much bigger.
Yeah.
Like when I'm in the clinch and stuff, I feel much stronger. But
then at the opposite scale, did other people feel?
Yeah, like
stronger, yeah, and heavier exactly. As are. Yeah.
But like at 72.5, I still feel strong. But like I feel at 74, you're kind of like the same. Because yeah. Obviously, like you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'll be stronger than him, but. They've got adrenaline and all that going through them, so they'll still feel like it's just adrenaline. So you're still like, they don't really clinch, they just kind of like wrestle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
does weight bother you? Because obviously, we'll get on to like who you train with and that later on, but there's a big mix of people at the combat center, kind of Muay Thai team, so you probably train with them,
yeah,
constantly.
No,
boys like AO and things like that. So yeah, does weight bother you?
Not really. I can, if it's folk smaller, obviously, you just need to tone it down a bit. You don't really, you just go. At their pace, you know what I mean? If they hit you hard, then just kind of hit them the same buck.
Scudding backwards.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I think it's the same with everyone.
Yeah.
Just hit them as hard as you, as they hit you.
So same as I do with everyone, kind of back to the start. What kind of sports was it when you were younger? Was it, did you do the whole standard football stuff? Or?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Basic football. Did football for how long did I do football for? I think I did football until I was like 13.
Okay.
And then I got banned for fighting from football.
So that was your sign?
Yeah. Well, I was quite an angry kid as well.
Okay.
Just angry and stuff like that. Just being a menace, basically.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we were getting beat. We were getting humped. And I was raging. And then this boy started on my pole.
Okay.
And another team, I was like, I just threw him to the ground, stood on his back. And then I got
banned.
And
that was football done.
I got elected to play for Middlefield Wasps. So I got to play for them for a bit.
Yeah.
But this is when they were... Like they used to be, I can't remember what it's like. You see, like it's like kind of the same in Muay Thai with football. You
get
like C team,
yeah,
B team, then you get like an A team, and they were an A team, but they were more of a C team. So like a C team and an A.
Aye, okay, so getting beat quite a lot.
I was like, yeah, no, I've had enough of getting beat, so I just kind of went away from football, and then I went through a bit where I did like none, didn't really do a sport or anything. But then I wanted to do. I think it was boxing I wanted to do.
Boxing first.
Just everyone wants to do boxing.
So, I was going to ask that at some point. Like, is it a case of...
Yeah, literally everyone wants to do boxing. Like, yeah. When you think about fighting sport, you're like, oh, what's that boxing?
Yeah.
And then my pal, Kian Chalmers, I know he did Muay Thai, but I didn't know he did it here. And then I moved in with my auntie when I was 13. And then she took me down here because she was, oh, it's only 2 minutes on the road.
So she took you here first. Yeah. So this is the only gym you've ever kind of been in?
Yeah, it's the only one I've actually ever been in, and then came with kids' classes here.
Was it boxing first?
No, it was I started
Muay Thai. Straight into Muay Thai?
Yeah, Muay Thai kids' classes. And then I think I stopped for a year after break, so I got like quite bored of it.
Okay.
Because it just felt like repetitive.
Yeah.
And then I just felt like I wasn't really like progressing or anything. And then I came back to beginner's classes when I was 16.
So would that have been just before COVID, just after COVID?
Yeah, I think it was just after COVID. Actually, yeah. I did MMA for 2 weeks as well. Did MMA for 2 weeks, and then we got locked down again.
Right, okay.
It was like just before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
The lockdown. And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm just coming back to Muay Thai.
And then just kind of...
And then just ever since then, I've just did Muay Thai ever since.
I always kind of asked it with different sports, footballers, boxing. At what point did you realise I'm actually quite good at this?
I think it was when I was... He was looking at me, and I think when he asked me to fight, that's when I was like, oh.
There must be someone there, yeah.
But I never asked, like, folk come in, they'll, like, train for a bit, and like, oh, I want to fight.
Yeah.
But it's like, Pete will tell you when you're ready to fight. I never asked.
Did you not? Yeah. Not even the first one?
Yeah, never asked to fight. Then I waited for Pete
to
come up to me, and then, he came up to me and asked me to fight. But we couldn't, I was supposed to fight on, it was a show in, where was it? Kind of mind, but Jordy, Boosty, and Ethan all fought on it. And then I was meant to fight a boy called Kame, a boy Ill fought in his second fight.
Right.
Then he pulled out against me. Then I didn't fight. Then I got to fight on Rebellion. And Rebellion's like a big show.
Big show, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm much better. Probably worked out better.
Was that the Rebellion at SW13 or whatever it was called?
Yeah, SGF or something like that it's called. Yeah, and then.
So that was your first fight in that show? Jesus.
First fight on that show. And then there was like Fight Record and stuff like that. Like good folk that film Muay Thai, they were there.
Yeah.
And he got a video of my whole fight. And I kind of like got a little bit from that.
Yeah, yeah. So how was the first, so at what point, like when obviously Pete organized the first fight, were you just kind of easy with it the whole time? If he was happy for you to fight, you were happy?
Yeah, yeah, I was happy. Yeah, I didn't really think.
Because you don't strike me as like a nervous sort of guy.
Nah, I'm nervous. Like I can't, but I don't show that I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot of folk that show they're really nervous for their fights and stuff, but I'm quite chill. Just because if you're chill, then you're all right. But if you're nervous, you don't really like think about it all properly. You know?
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, oh, I'm going to go into the ring, and you're just kind of like shitting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, I'm not bad for nerves. I think my first one, I was fine. The second one, I was shitting it for that one. Because I was fighting this Dutch boy. I thought, like, we had these videos of him.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to be quite small. He looked tiny in the videos. And I seen him, I was like, hell.
Big boy.
Ah, he was massive. And I was like, to Pete, is he bigger than me? He was like, no, he's there. No, he was a little bit bigger than me. Well, I can't remember. I think we were like similar heights.
Yeah.
But he looked like he was thick as well.
Okay.
And that was at 72, but he was walking about at 72. So he weighed in on the same day as he fought.
Right, okay.
And I weighed in, so I was like, oh, I'll be stronger than him. And then, I mean, the fight started and he swept my arse like 3 times. I was up and I was down again and I was up and I was down again. So this got to be a long 5 rounds.
So how did you deal with that in that sort of fight? Like, did you?
Well, I think it was because the nerves got to me a little bit in the first round, and then once I went back to the corner, I was like, oh no, I'm all right now. And then I just kind of like went forward with punches and clinch. I was like much stronger than in the clinch. And then when I was kneeing him, you could like hear it.
Okay.
Like he was like grunting and stuff like that when I was kneeing him. And then I remember C-class, so saying C-class, you're not allowed like elbows or nothing like that. And then he elbowed me in the chest, and I was like, ref, what? Just elbowed me? And he was like, no, it's allowed. What, elbows to the body are allowed? And he was like, yeah. What? And I was like, I did not know that. And then...
So that was actually allowed?
I don't know. I don't know if the body was... I was like, I don't know. I asked, I remember I asked David, he was like, no way. He was like, elbows to the chest are not allowed in C-class. So I remember I watched a video when, do you know, there's a Muay Thai fighter called Jack Kennedy, then he fought Paddy Pimlet
right.
in C-class. Okay. Jack Kennedy was elbowing him to the body.
Okay.
I was like, I did not know you could do that, but folks say you're allowed to do it, then you're not. And then I remember once he elbowed me, have you seen Conor McGregor against Donald Cerrone?
Yeah, yeah.
He does the shoulder thing. Shoulders, yeah, so I started doing that to him, and then the ref was like, no shoulders. Yeah. I said, how does that work? I can kick him in the head, but I can't. Yeah, hit my shoulder. Yeah, I was like, but yeah, it wasn't Dean on him anyway. The shoulders, I don't know how Conor McGregor does it. Like, I was like, what?
So see, like you were saying, kind of when you were younger, you had quite like the anger issues and stuff like that.
Mm.
In things, situations like that, when the fights are going a bit like you're not sure of the rules and people are elbowing you, if you grown up in respect of that, of you are quite chill all the time. Like fight, I'm not saying the fight wasn't going your way, but taken down a few times.
Yeah, no, you get frustrated, you get angry.
Yeah, how do you deal with that when you kind of feel the frustration coming? Does the anger,
I remember,
the younger self come through? Or?
I remember when my first fight, the boy, he like head kicked me. I know it raging, because I was like, I knew I was losing the round.
Yeah.
Because I knew, I figured out all the score and all that works. And then the boy like kicked me, and I was kind of like losing the round. And I hit him like a massive hook uppercut, and it was an absolute scud. And then like everyone was going nuts. But yeah, you do get annoyed, but you just need to kind of like try not show that you're annoyed. To be sure, it's called like you need to give like a good poker face and stuff
like that.
Like if someone hits you, you just smile at them and stuff like that. It just shows that it's not hurting you. Things that Muay Thai is like judged on like effect, damage, and like showing who's the stronger person is.
Yeah.
Like if you look stronger, if I'm kicking somebody and they're moving heaps, and if they kick me and I'm barely moving, then
it's
like showing that I'm stronger.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it's just it's more like effect and like looking strong and damage.
Yeah, the things like that, weird things come out of my head. But like, what's harder to deal with when a fight's not going your way and you've kind of got to adapt, or on the opposite, when you know they're hurt and you want to rush in but you don't want to rush in because that's probably when you'll get stuck.
Yeah.
What's kind of hard is, again, is it just all just trying to be controlled? Like either if you're losing or winning, you just got to stay kind of.
If you're losing, you just need to go forward. Forward. Unless you're getting battered when you're going forward. Like, unless your game plan is to go forward, and then you're getting then you're kind of like, oh, what we got to do?
Yeah.
But if you've like got someone hurt, but you don't want to go forward, you just need to kind of like time it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, because when you got someone hurt, you don't know if you're going to actually like put them down or, I don't know, it's weird. Like, when I was fighting Davey, I was like, I don't know, I was like trying to knock him out, but every time he got up, he was getting up. Like, went down, he was getting up. I was fucking hell. I just stay down. Because you get like, when you see someone getting like an 8 count, you get like excited, like, oh, they're away to stop.
Yeah.
And then they keep going, like, fuck's sake. I've got to go again. Because it's ace. If you put someone down and you get the fight finished early, it's ace. If you're just like, brilliant, go him.
Is it one of those where do you quite like to just get it done?
Nah, I'm happy going like five rounds. Yeah, I'm always happy going five rounds. But like, my last fight was like really late. I think I was on walking out. Yeah, like close to 12 o'clock or something like that. So it gets like ages when you're like waiting.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, I don't really. Well, no, I'm all right waiting about. But like sometimes I don't watch the fights before. Yeah. Like I wanted to watch the one before me, but then I couldn't. Then I got stopped early, so then I had to get like ready to go on. But yeah, sometimes I don't watch them. Because like sometimes I remember when I was fighting for Scottish title, I was watching them and I saw an absolute slap and I was,
I get you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm what a DI. Especially when you when folk clash shins and stuff like that. Fuck's sake.
So how do you chill backstage? Like, are you a music man or are you?
No, I always take my AirPods, but I've never actually listened to them once.
So what do you normally do? Just sit, chill with?
Yeah, normally just chill and then speak to folk. But like when I'm with Pete always like knows like folk in the changing rooms and stuff like that. So we end up like speaking to them, he knows everyone. So he's a well respected man, like the Thai scene. So like every time we're in the back, we're always like speaking to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I don't really, sometimes I'll like watch like if it's like a good fight or if it's like, so like say like somebody from the combat center's fighting, then I'll watch it. But like sometimes I don't watch it because sometimes C class fights are like messy as well. It's like some of them are not really like good to watch, you know what I mean? But like some of them are absolute scraps. Like it's entertaining to watch because they're just there's no
fight, like you said.
You're like, I'm waiting to do that.
Kind of links on nicely. I've asked this question a few times to like different sports, but you've obviously fought yourself. I think by judging by your photos, you've cornered a few times.
Yeah, I've cornered. Yeah,
and then you've watched fights as well, just as your mates. Like you said, you watched Gregor and that on Saturday.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? Do you get nervous watching?
What
I've heard before, I remember McBain saying that watching in the crowd is way worse than cornering and way, way worse than fighting yourself. When you're fighting yourself, you're in control.
Yeah.
you're actually quite calm.
Yeah, well, I said, yeah, I'd probably agree
Would
with
you
Paul.
Agree with that?
Yeah, because when you're in the crowd, you can shout stuff, but they're not going to listen to you because you're not in the corner, are you?
Yeah.
But it's like you can see what's happening. But it's not like you can run to the corner and tell them. Yeah, you can't really. You're not in like control. But when you're in the corner, you can see and they'll listen to what you're saying. You know what I mean?
So, I think Paul said it's like if you're just watching as a punter and your mate's kind of absolute hiding.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you can just kind of watch them get hiding.
So do you kind of agree with that?
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
Is there anyone from the gym that you get really nervous watching? Because like when I used to come to combat, I'd quite.